Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
Megillah Daf Yud Dalet. The Gemara says, Moshel d'achashverish v'homen l'ma davar toime, l'shnei b'nei Adam, l'echad hoi loy tel b'soich sedehu, u'l'echad hoi loy charitz b'soich sedehu. The Moshel for achashverish and Haman is where there were two people. One of them had a mound of dirt in his field, and the other one had a ditch in his field. Balachritz Amar miyitin li tel ze bedamim. The Balachritz, the one who owns the ditch, said, "Who would give me this mound? I'll pay for it." Balatel Amar miyitin li chritz ze bedamim. Who will take my tail and put it into this chritz? I'll pay for it. L'yamim, after a while, nizdavgu ze etzel ze, they paired up with each other. Amar le balachritz le balatel mechor li tilach, sell me your tail, I need to buy it. Amar le toles v'chinam v'halavai. So the Gemara basically is saying is that both Haman and Achashverosh wanted to wipe out Klal Yisrael. Achashverosh had them as his subjects and wasn't interested in having them. Haman wanted to make sure that they got killed. And that's why when Haman offered to pay money to have this done, Achashverosh tells him, "Hakesef nosen loch v'am lases boi katoiv be'einecha." Now the Mefarshim are oimid on the mushal that the Gemara uses. The Maral explains that it's bedafka that the Gemara is medame Achashverosh's relationship to the Jewish people as one of a Bal HaTel and Haman's relationship as one of a Bal HaChritz. Because he explains that a tail is something that is in a person's field and he has no need for it, but it's not as if it's being mazikim in any way. Masha'enkein, a charitz is something that is lacking. And therefore he explains that Achashverosh didn't consider Klal Yisrael something that was bothering him. It wasn't like he saw them as a negative force in his kingdom. He just saw them as something extra that was unnecessary. Masha'enkein, Haman saw them as like a charitz, which means that they created a lack. And that's why it was Haman who devised the plan to destroy them, because one who sees Klal Yisrael as a negative thing is more inclined to devise a plan to destroy them than one who just sees them as something unnecessary. The Anaf Yosef has a slightly different angle. He says that the sinah of Achashverosh and the sinah of Haman were for two opposite reasons. Achashverosh was machshev Klal Yisrael, like a tail, which is high. And because of that, he had kina. Masha'enkein Haman, he had a zilzul for Klal Yisrael, like a charitz, which is low. Mefuzer u'mefoyrod, there ain shoyve lahanicham. He saw them as a pathetic nation. The Mefarshim used the Anaf Yosef to answer the Rif's kasha. The Rif asks, in the Pasuk, that describes Haman's reaction to Mordechai's not bowing down to him. It says, "Vayivez be'enov l'shloach yod b'Mordechai levadoi." It was too much of a bizoyin to be shaleach yad only in Mordechai, Mordechai alone. Ki higidu loy es am Mordechai, because they told him what nation Mordechai came from. Asks the Rif, what exactly is the Nesinas Tam? Why is the fact that they told him the nation that Mordechai came from a reason why it was Vayivez Be'enav L'Shloich Yod B'Mordechai Levadai? According to Anaf Yosef, it's very simple. Haman looked at the Jewish people a certain way. Once he found out that Mordechai came from that nation, he said, it's too cheap for me to go and destroy one Jew. He looked at the Jews as being Anashim Shfelim. So it's totally beneath his dignity to just go and kill one Jew. If he accomplishes killing out the whole nation, then that's not beneath his dignity. A third mahalach to explain the mashal could be found in the Chasam Sofer, Alat Torah and Pashas Tetzaveh. He explains that Achashverosh was interested in being magbia, lifting up the Jewish people in order to be machti them, in order to cause them to sin, like he did at the Suda. He gave them covet. And that's why Achashverosh is called the Bal HaTel. He looks at the Jewish people like being worthy of being lifted up. Masha'enkein Haman was looking to be mashpil them, to lower them. So this is similar to the Anaf Yosef, except that Anaf Yosef explains that the idea of the tail in Achashverosh's view is that since he was machshiv them, that caused them to hate them. According to the Chasam Sofer, tail is a description of how he treated them. And as we know, sinna towards Yidden could be found in two different forms. It's Beis HaLevi in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, where Yaakov Avinu is mispadal hatzileni na, miyad achi, miyad esav. He explains that sometimes Sonny Yisrael behave like Esav, but sometimes they behave like Achi. They are makariv us, and they get us to sin. Now, in all these three Mahalchim, the Maral, the Anaf Yosef, and the Chassam Sofer, the mushal of the tail is a mushal for the way that Achashverosh viewed the Jewish people, and the Charitz is the way that Haman viewed the Jewish people. Because that's how the Maral is seeing it, that the Charitz is a negative thing that needs to be gotten rid of, just like the Jewish people in Haman's eyes, they're like a Charitz that we have to get rid of. The Anaf Yosef as well. The tail is the perspective that Achashverosh has on the Jewish people, and he sees them as a chosh of a people, and therefore is niskane behem. And Haman looks at the Jewish people like one would look at a charitz. And so too, according to the Chassam Sofer, the Achashverosh wanted to be magbia klal Yisrael, treat them like a tail, and Haman wanted to treat them like a charitz, be mashpil them. However, it's worthwhile to be ma'orer that from the Gemara it sounds like the tail is the Jewish people, and Achashverosh is called the Baal HaTeil because he has the Jewish people as part of his kingdom. And Haman is the Baal HaChritz and wants to buy the rights to take the Jewish people and put them into his Chritz. Not that he views the Jewish people as a Chritz, but rather he is looking to take this tail and put it into his Chritz. Which means that we have to understand what exactly is the Chritz in the Nimshel. So it would seem that we can take out of this Gemara a very important Yesod as far as the sinah that Amalek has to Klal Yisrael. The charitz is the feeling of lacking kol zman that the Jewish people exist. It's not as if the charitz symbolizes the Jewish people. The charitz symbolizes Amalek's feeling incomplete kol zman that the Jewish people are still around. If you give me the tail, which is the Jewish people, I could be memale my chesaron. And like we see, Rashi talks about in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, the idea of kishezeh kum zeh noifel. Esav and Yaakov are two opposites. Each one's hatzlacha is dependent on the other one's failure. They can never be matzliach at the same time. And actually, Zeresh, Haman's wife, and all the chachamim were aware of this fact, which is why they said as soon as they saw Mordechai beginning to be matzliach and Haman being noifel lefanav, they said, that's it, you have no hope. And that's, of course, because they are two opposites, like we explained many times. Esav and Amalek come from the world of Teva, the facade of this world's running on its own. Yaakov comes from the Hanhaga of Lamala Midercha Teva. And Kol Zman, the Jewish people are around, like we said, on Daf Yudam Abeis, Esav can't have any kiyum, because Esav is Dosh Shav Shebarasi Ba'ilami. He's one Bria of Sheker. It's Kishuf, that's Makhish Pamalia Shalmala. But as soon as you have somebody who lives the perspective of Ein Oid Movadei, like we saw back on Daf Yudam Abeis, we explained that Reb Chanina lived the perspective of Ein Oid Movadei, Kishuf has no kiyum whatsoever. So it's not as if Amalek could be soivel the existence of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara continues and it says, "Vayaser haMelech es Tabatoi, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Gedoyla Hasaras Tabas Yoiser Me'arboim Ushmoina Neviim V'Sheva Nevius Shenisnablahem LiYisrael." The removal of Achashverosh's signet ring was greater than all 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os that were misnabe for Klal Yisrael. Shekulon lo yechzirum lemutav. The Nevi'im didn't manage to bring Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. V'ilu asaras hatabas yechzirasen lemutav. Now it's interesting that of all things, the Gemara is focusing on the removal of his ring. It doesn't say the gzeira, it doesn't even say the stamping of the ring. The removal of his ring. So the Marsha explains, Alpi, the Medrash, Nester Rabbah, on this pasuk of Ayasar Amilchis Tabatoi, that the Medrash says that you see from here that Achashverosh hated Klal Yisrael more than Haman. Because B'derech Klal, the derech is that the Leikeach has to give an Eravoin, some sort of guarantee, to the Moicher. And over here, Achashverosh was like the Moicher because he was selling away the Jewish people, and he is the one who is giving Neiravah to Haman. So the removal of the Tabas was not only a Hechsher, giving Haman the ability to use it to stamp the Gzeira, rather it showed the willingness of Achashverosh, so much so that he gave his ring as a Neiravah. The Yaris Dvash in Chelek Aleph, Drush Yud Zayin, explains this in more detail. He says that Haman knew that Achashverosh is the type to easily change his mind. And that's why he demanded the Eravain from Achashverosh. He wanted a Tabas, so that if Achashverosh would suddenly change his mind and he would want to send some other letter, like we see it happened at the end of the story, they sent out new letters, he wouldn't be able to. And you actually see that Haman held on to this Tabas all the way until the end of the story, where we see that Vayosar HaMelech is Tabatai Asher Hever Mei Haman Vayitnu L'Mardechai. So Haman actually had that Tabas the entire time. And the reason was because Haman wanted to ensure that Achashverosh would not have the ability to send out new letters. So that was the real tzara, the hasara satabas, the fact that he removed the tabas from his hand and took away the power from himself and gave it over to Haman. The Yaris Dvash also says that there's a deeper meaning that could be understood in the pasuk of Ayasar HaMelech is Tabatai Me'al Yodai, because he says, we know that the Medrash says in Esther Rabba Per Gimel, that every time that it says HaMelech in the Megillah, it's being Meramez on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we know, as the Gemara in Brachas says in Davav, Amud Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meniach Tefillin. And this is the meaning of the pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Simeni kachoysam al libecha, kachoysam al zroyecha. Says the Yaris Dvash, kachoysam al libecha and kachoysam al zroyecha are being meramis to the two parts of the tefillin. Zroyecha, of course, means the tefillin shel yad. You put it on the zroya. That part of the tefillin is meramez on the inyan of the maisim. We put our tefillin on the yad to show that we want to make sure that our maisim, which are done with the yad, are nirtze to Hashem, are pleasing to Hashem. The tefillin shel roish, on the other hand, are meramez, the inyan of the machshava, to make sure that our machshavas are shleimus im Hashem. Says the Yaris Dvash, machshavas don't only exist in the mayach, they're also machshavas halev. That is why the pasuk says simeni kachoysam al libecha when being meramez to the inyan of the tefillin shel roish. And when Klal Yisrael properly does their part, they wear their tefillin and make sure that their maisim and their machshavas are perfect, then they become a kusher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and le'umas, their kesher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also puts on tefillin. And that's really our tefillah to Hashem. Simeini kachoysam al libecha, kachoysam al zroyecha. And at that point, Hashem puts on his tefillin. As the Gemara says over there in Brachis, in Hashem's tefillin, just like in our tefillin, it talks about the greatness of Hashem, the yichud of Hashem, and our ava to Hashem. In his tefillin, it talks about the greatness of Klal Yisrael and Hashem's ava to us. And using this theme, the Yaris Dvash explains in an unbelievable way the Medrash in Esther Rabbah, Perek Zayin, and this is also brought down in the Piyut Seder Sliches in Tainis Esther, in the passage that begins Adam Bekum Aleinu. Over there, the Medrash says that when Eliyahu HaNavi told the Chachmei Yisrael that it was Nigzra Gzera Al Yisrael in the days of Haman, they asked him, Im Bechoysim Tit Oidam, was this thing sealed with a choysim of tit, of cement, or of dam? Explains the Yaris Dvash that since we already said that there is a choysim of the zroya, simeni kachoysim al libecha, kachoysim al zroyecha. So there's the zroya, which is mechuvin keneged the maisim. Maisim are completely choymer, it's gashmi. The remez to something that's totally choymer is ofer. Out of ofer, you make tit. The other choysim, however, is the choysim al libecha, which has to do with the machshavas. Now we know that the lev is the part of the body that pumps blood, because it's a life force, ki adam hu hanefesh. So the question, in essence, that they were asking Eliyahu, when they asked him, was this sealed with a choysim of tit or a choysim of dam, the question was really, is Klal Yisrael being punished now for something that was strictly in the world of Maisim, or even in the deeper world of Machshava? And he takes this a step further. He says that we learned in the Gemara earlier that Klal Yisrael were nenu misidosei shel Achashverosh, and they also bowed down to the Tzelem b'mei Nebuchadnezzar. Now these were physical acts. And the question was, is Klal Yisrael being punished for a physical act, which is merumis in a choysim shel tit, which is made out of afar, which is choymer? Were they poigim only in the choysim al zrei echa? Or were they even oivid belibam lavoy dezora? And then their punishment would have been much more severe. If it was only lefanim, like the Gemara says, heim lo yasu el lefanim, but in their lave they really weren't being oved avodah zarah, then there's hope for them. So the question of, is this a choysim of tit or a choysim of dam, is really a question, how deep was the chet of Klal Yisrael? Was it only an external thing, which is merumas in choysim shel tit, or was it internal, was it in the lave, which is merumas in the choysim shel dam? And Eliyahu over there in the Medrash answers them, don't worry, it's only betit, and therefore they have hope. Says the Yaris Dvash, this is the kavana of our Gemara, Gedoyla Hasaras Atabas, Yoiser Me'arboim Ushmoina Neviim. He says, we know this Tabas is called a Choysim. It was Achashverosh's signet ring. But like we said, every time that it says HaMelech in the Megillah, it's also being Miramiz to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at that point, because of our Chait, he removed his Choysim, the Choysim Al Zurayecha. Like the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, in Perik Mem Tes, Pasuk Tezayin, Al Kapayim Chakoisich, you are engraved on my hand. So this is why it says in the Gemara, Gedoyla Hasaras HaTabas, the removal of the Tabas was the main tzara for Klal Yisrael. When Hashem removed that Choisim, Me'al Zereyecha, we became vulnerable to all sorts of Mekatrigim. And the only thing that was left was the tefillin shebiroish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because our machshavah was still pure. Because like Rav Shimon ben Yochai told his Talmidim, heim lo yasu ela lefanim, and therefore Hashem also only did lefanim. He only affected the world of Maisa. And this is the deeper meaning, says the Yaris Dvash, of what it says in the Gemara, la'yudim hoysa oira v'simcha v'sasan v'ikar, yikar elu tefillin. Why does it pick on the tefillin more than any other mitzvah? We already explained why it says sasin, which is mila, because mila is something that Amalek has a specialist nagdus to. That's why they took their milois and threw them klape mila. They said tol masha b'charta. We understand why it says la'yudim hoysa oira, oira zu toira, because there was a rafu yedeim in a toira. Even simcha zu yomtev, we can understand in light of what we expressed back in Daf Yud Aleph, that the Simcha of Yom Tev is different than Shabbos, because Shabbos is Kviyah V'Kaimah, it's Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yom Tev is something that we create, and since it's a function of Torah Shebaal Peh, it needs to be something that is created by Chachmei Yisrael, like Yom Tev, which is based on Asher Tikru Oysam B'Moyadam, Asher Tikru Atem B'Moyadam. We need to be Mekadesh Yom Tev, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. The Gemara says in Brachas, Yisrael Shemekadesh L'Zmanim. But what exactly is tefillin doing there? It doesn't take any other mitzvahs, but according to Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz, in the Yaris Dvash, we see the reason why tefillin is mentioned, because Klal Yisrael had tefillin, V'ro Kolami Yisrael, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin, because the tefillin Sheberoish still remained with them. The Gemara brings a braisa, Tanu Rabbanan Arboim Ushmoina Neviim V'Sheva Neviois Nisnabu Lehem LeYisrael. There were 48 Neviim and 7 Neviois that said Nevua for Klal Yisrael. They didn't subtract or add anything on what it says in the Torah except for Mikra Megillah. The Ran explains that even though there are many Gzeres Chachamim, there are Takonis and Isurim Durabonan, nevertheless, those aren't considered additions to Torah, rather a siyag and a geder to the mitzvahs of Torah. Because usually Chazal are misakin something as a mishmeres, as a safeguard to Dinim Dairaisa. L'mashal, Shlomo HaMelech, who was a Navi, was misaken a Ruvi Chatzeris. But that wasn't a new din, that was a siyag for the Israelite saw, which the Torah gave us. Now, even though we find that the Chachamim were misaken mitzvahs ner Chanukah, that wasn't Nevi'im. At the time of Mordechai, like Rashi explains, there was Chag Yischaya and Malachi. So the Gemara says, my Darush, what was it that the Nevi'im darshined at the time that they were misaken to lane the Megillah? Amar Rav Chiya bar Avin, Amar Rav Yishuv ben Karcha, Uma mei avdos l'cheiris amrinon shira. If we find that when you go from avdos l'cheiris, you say shira, which Rashi understands to mean that the Klal Yisrael has said shira al hayam by Kriyas Yamsuf, so mimisa l'chayim l'kol shekein. The Turei Evin asks two kashas on Rashi's understanding. He says, number one, the shira that Klal Yisrael said at the time of the Kriyas Yamsuf is not something that we were kaveh l'doiris. There's no chiyuv to say shira on Leil Shvi Shel Pesach nowadays. So how could you learn from there that there's a chiyuv of Mikra Megillah every year? Furthermore, he says, the shira that Klal Yisrael said at the time of Kriyas Yamsif wasn't a shira for being Yoytze Me Avdus L'Cheirus, rather because they were going Mimisa L'Chaim. They were spared at that time from Mitzrayim. Therefore, the Tereyevan understands that when the Gemara says "May avdus lecheiris," it's referring to the Hallel that we read on the first day of Pesach as Hoidah on the Nisim that happened at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rashi obviously holds that the shir of Oz Yasher that they sang had to do with them going "May avdus lecheiris," and like the Marsha explains, the Gemar of their freedom from Mitzrayim came at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Gemara asks that once you tell me that there's a Kal V'Chomer and that you should be saying Shira when you go Mimisa L'Chaim, so Ihachi, if that's so, Halal Nami Neima. So we should also say Halal. Why don't we say Halal on Purim? Answers the Gemara, Lefi She'ein Omrim Halal Al Neis Shebuchutz La'aretz. The first teretz the Gemara gives is that the reason why we don't say halal on Purim is because we don't say halal on a nes that happened in Chutz La'aretz. And that the Gemara asks that Yetzias Mitzrayim, the nes shebechutz la'aretz, heichi amrin and shira. How do we say halal on Pesach if we're commemorating a nes that happened in Chutz La'aretz? Now here the Tereyevan asks that who says that the halal that we say on Pesach is a halal for the nes Yetzias Mitzrayim? The reason why we say halal is because on every Yom Tov we say halal. It's a din in the Moed that you're supposed to thank Hashem, just like on Shavuos and Sukkos. Even though on Shavuos and Sukkos no nes happened, you're not saying halal for a nes. Answers the Tereyevan that when the Gemara over here says that on Pesach we say halal, and on the nes Shebechutz La'aretz to Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not referring to the halal that we say in the daytime on Pesach. It's talking about the halal that we say at night. Now, in all other Moedim, we never say Halal at night. Halal is something that we only say in the daytime. Why is it that the night of Pesach we say Halal? That is Halal al Hanes. As we know, Chayev Adam Liris Esatzma Ki'ilu Hu Yatzam Mitzrayim. The Halal we say is part of our demonstrating that we left Mitzrayim. And so it's Halal al Hanes. Halal al Hanes, the Gemara is asking, you do not say an Hanes Shebuchutz La'aretz. And the Gemara, of course, answers that actually nichnusu Yisrael la'aretz huchshu kol arotzis leimar shira. Misha nichnusu Yisrael la'aretz, once they came into Eretz Yisrael, then lehuchshu kol arotzis leimar shira. Now, why is this the rule? Why is it that until Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, you were allowed to say halal anywhere, and once Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, then that's the only place that you could say shira? You cannot say shira on an ace that happened in Chutz la'aretz. So in order to answer this, we have to first understand why is it bechlal that we don't say halal on Nes Shebuchutz La'aretz? What is different between a Nes Shebuchutz La'aretz and a Nes in Eretz Yisrael? So the answer to this could be found in the Marsha in Eruchin Daf Yoram Abayz. Over there he explains that since Eretz Yisrael is a place which is Enei Hashem Alekecha Dorish Tamid, we know Enei Hashem Alekecha Boi Mereshis Hashanah Vad Achris Shana, which means that Eretz Yisrael has a different hanhaga than Chutz La'aretz. Just like we explained that Klal Yisrael and the Umas Ha'olam have a different hanhaga than each other. The pasuk says in Shir Zazinu, Ba'anchel el yoin goyim, Ba'afridoi b'nei Adam, Yatziv gvulis amim l'misbar b'nei Yisrael, Ki chelek Hashem amoy Yaakov chevel nachlosoi. Explains the Ramban in the end of Parshas Acharei Mois, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, but he gave a koyach to run the Bria to Malachim, Koychavim, Mazalois, and every nation is run by a different Malach. And those are called the Shivim, Sarim, Hoel, Yoinim. And he was Mapul, Goyrolois. Each one of the Shivim, Umois, fell underneath the Hanhaga of a different one of the Shivim, Sarim, Hoel, Yoinim, and Klal Yisrael is Chelek Hashem. So he didn't give the Hanhaga of Klal Yisrael over to any of the Sarim El Yoinim. Of course, all of the Metzias is run by Hashem, but he has Shlichim. The Sarim are Malachim. A Malach, the word Malach means Shliach. A Shliach means you don't see the Meshaleach. So the way that the world, generally speaking, is run is in a way that you don't see Hashem. Like we explained numerous times, and Befrat and Daf Yoram Abayz, that there is a concept called the world of Teva. Eretz Yisrael, says the Ramban, Le'nosan aleha min ha-malachim, Ketzin v'shoiter u'moshel ba'anchiloi oisa, Le'amoi ha-miyachit shmoi, Zera oyavov. And that's what it means, says the Ramban, V'yisem li segula, Mikol ha-amim ki li kol ha-aretz. It says, V'yisem li la'am v'anoichi eye lochem lilakim, Lo'y shetiyu atem el elohim acherim klal. And that's the reason why, says the Ramban, that Eretz Yisrael cannot be soivel oivdei avodis kechavim, because that runs counter to what Eretz Yisrael is. And this is a theme expressed in the Rechaim HaKadosh and Parshas Hazinu as well. And they both explain that Lemisper B'nei Yisrael, Yatzev Gvulis Amim Lemisper B'nei Yisrael, means that the Shivim Sorem El Yoinim are Kineged, the Shivim Nefesh that went to Mitzrayim with Yaakov Avinu. And the Rechaim HaKadosh speaks out very clearly over there how all of the nations come from the combination of Toiv and Ra, which happened after Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. Except Yaakov Avinu did not. Yaakov Avinu came from the Eitz HaChayim, and the Archaim says that's what it means when it says Shufrei de Yaakov Avinu me'ein Shufrei de Adam Kadmo'o, which is why Yaakov Chevel Nachlosoi. As we explained in the Yud Beis, Klal Yisrael comes from Adam Rishon Koidem HaChet, and the Umas HaOlam from Adam Rishon after the Chet. And that's why Klal Yisrael is Zeichet to Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the place which is run dafka through Hashem himself, and not through any shlichim, not through any teva. It is not shayach to the lower hanhaga, which is called the hanhaga of the Eitz Hadas, rather to the higher hanhaga, the hanhaga of Hashem himself, the hanhaga of the Eitz Achayim. Therefore, says the Marsha, that there's a big difference between a nes that happens in Chutz Loretz and a nes that happens in Eretz Yisrael. A nes shebechutz Loretz, says the Marsha, is nase al pi shliach oy al yidei malach. But a nes in Eretz Yisrael is the product of Hashem himself. And that's why a nes shebeeretz Yisrael warrants halal. Because halal is what we say when we're makir, that Hashem is running everything. Memela, says the Marsha, this is something that is only true once Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Then it was Niskadcha. Up until that point, it was Shaya to the Shiva Amim, and was not yet Niskadcha to the point where Ein Hashem Alekechaboy Mereshis HaShana Vad Achris Shana. And that's why our Gemara says, Ad Shalei Nichnusu Yisrael La'aretz, Huchshu Kol HaRotzes Le'Mashira. Mishen Nichnusu Yisrael La'aretz, Lo Yuchshu Kol HaRotzes Le'Mashira. This idea that the special Hanhaga, which comes directly from Hashem, which is what you say Halo for, happens only in Eretz Yisrael, is something that took place starting from when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. Prior to that, we had the special Hanhaga directly from Hashem, outside Eretz Yisrael. So that's why it was possible to say on Yetzias Mitzrayim, Halal, even though it was a Nez, Shebechutz Loretz. But later, once we entered Eretz Yisrael, you do not say Halal on a Nez, Shebechutz Loretz. Based on this idea, the Marsha explains the Shita of Rava and Rav Nachman, which our Gemara explains, that they both seem to hold, that you would say Halal on a Nez, Shebechutz Loretz. It's just that according to Rav Nachman, Kriyasa Zui Alela, reading the Megillah is tantamount to a Halal, and according to Rava, we would accept Akati Avdei Achashverosh Hanan. So the Gemara asks, how could it be that they hold that after Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, it's possible to say Shira on a Nes Shebechutz Loretz? And the Gemara answers, Kivin Shegalu Chazru Lehechsheiran Harishain. Once they went into Golos, they went back to the original Hechsher, the original ability to say Halal on a Nes Shebechutz Loretz. Explains the Marsha over there in Erechin, that since at the time of Golos, it says, Imo Yanoichi B'tzara, Hashem goes with us into Golos, so the higher Hanhaga takes place even in Chutz Loretz after that point. Now there is a nafkamina lahalacha, seemingly, and this is what the Meiri points out, between Rava and Rav Nachman. We learned in the Gemara that the reason why, according to Rav Nachman, we don't say Halal on Purim is because Kriyasa Zui Alela. The reason why, according to Rava, we don't say Halal is because Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan. Says the Meiri that according to Rav Nachman, Kriyas HaMegillah takes the place of Halal. Really, we should be saying Halal. It's just that Kriyasa Zui Alela is just as good. So what happens if a person doesn't have a Megillah Kshera? Then he should say Halal. Says the Meiri, he should say Halal Bibracha. Because from the words of Nachman, you see that it really is ro'oi to say Halal. It's just that this takes the place. So if you don't have the Bimkaim, you don't have a Kasher Megillah, then you say Halal with a Bracha. And according to Rava, since Akati Avdei Achashverosh Hanan, the din of Halal is only Halal Avdei Hashem, V'lo Avdei Pare, so there's no din to say Halal whatsoever. And the Meiri ends off by saying that the Rishain Nira Iker, meaning Rav Nachman's Shita, would seem to be the Iker Lahalacha. So he paskins like Rav Nachman, and therefore if a person doesn't have a Kosher and Megillah, he should say Hala with a Bracha. Now the Chidah in his Agoy is Birkei Yosef. On Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Reish Tzadik Gimel, Sif Gimel, he says that since Rava is the Basra. He's the last of the Amiroim, meaning he's later than Rav Nachman, and he holds the tam of Akati Adya Chashver Shanan, and therefore you shouldn't say Halal at all. He says the halacha is like Rav, we pass him like the Basra. And he adds that according to the Girsas Harif and the Rosh and the Ran, Rava responded to Rav Nachman not simply by saying Bishlama Hosam Halu Avdi Hashem V'loi Avdi Parai. Rather, Rava responded by Maskifla Rava. Rava asked it as a kasha on Rav Nachman. How could you possibly say that it's appropriate to say Halal and that Kriyas Zui Alela, that the Kriyas Megillah takes the place of Halal? It's not similar to any other scenario in which we say Halal. Halu Avdi Hashem V'loi Avdi Parai. Hocha Halu Avdi Hashem V'akati Avdi Achashveiru Shanan. And therefore, says the Chidah, not only does it make sense to pass him like Rava because he's the Basra, it also comes out, according to their Girsa, that Rav Nachman is left with an unanswered question. Rava asked the Kasha on Rav Nachman, and you don't find Rav Nachman responding to the question, so therefore we have to pass him like Rava for that reason as well. And that's why he says, Sasmu ha-poiskim, the poiskim say bistam, you don't say halal. Nobody seems to paskin that you would say halal in the scenario that you don't have a kosher megillah. Now this is all brought down in the Chari Tshuva over there in Siman Tofresh Tzadik Gimel. And he continues and he says that in the Machzik Bracha, he brings that it's not so simple. He says that the Bahag and the Rambam do write the Tam of Kriyas Zui Alela. You'll ask, why don't we pass him like the Basra? He says, because it's Mistabel Hu Taimadur of Nachman. The Shari Tshuva does not bring down the Svara that he says, why it's Mistaber Taimadur of Nachman. But if you take a look at the Machzik Bracha, he says as follows. He says that they don't identify so much with the Tam of Rava that Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan. Because after all, we're Avdei Achashverosh. The fact that we're Avdei Achashverosh is only a mikra. It's only ba'oinis. It's forced upon us. Our true identity, be'etzem, we're Avdei Hashem. Bechol libeinu v'nafshenu. And even he says in the Golus, it's nikr umefursam lakoil she'avdei Hashem anu. We all know that we're Avdei Hashem. So what do we care that our guf happens to be nishtabed to the goyim? Even when we're being oivetach hashverish, our machshava is Lashem and we're dveikim b'Hashem, and therefore it doesn't make so much sense to the Rambam and the Bahag to say that akat the avdei hashverish anan, and therefore we shouldn't say halal. So lefize says the Shari Tshuva that it's chazar adin that somebody who doesn't have a kosher megillah should say halal with a bracha. However, says the Shari Tshuva that you really could learn the Gemara differently. Both Rava and Rav Nachman, it's possible to understand, agree that if you would not have a kosher megillah, you would not say halal. Because he says the Iker Kavonis HaShas is not to explain why I don't say halal today. The Iker Kavonis HaShas is to explain why we're Chazal not misakin to say halal. So Rav Nachman says the reason why Chazal weren't misakin to say halal is because they gave you the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, and since Kriyas HaZui HaLeila, they didn't see it fit to be misakin halal. And Rava as well is explaining why Chazal didn't see fit to be misakin halal. And therefore, even if you don't have a kosher megillah, since what we're trying to do in our Gemara is explain Kriyas HaZui HaLeila, that's the reason why Chazal didn't see fit to be misakin halal. Not that Rav Nachman is saying that they really were misakin halal. It's just that the Kriyas HaMegillah takes the place of halal. Rather, they weren't lechatchila misakin halal since they gave you the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. So it comes out that in the event that you don't have a kosher megillah, there's no din to say halal because the takana was never instituted. However, the hachra of the Shari Tshuva lahalacha is that if a person doesn't have a megillah likrois, since it's a suffix, because we just brought down some poiskim that say that you should say halal even with the bracha, some that say that you don't say halal at all. So the Shari Tshuva is machriya. He says afa pikein kishein loy megillah likrois yesh loy likrois halal beloy bracha. Don't make a bracha lefanav or laachrav. You should say halal like a person who's kari betilim. And he continues. He says, "Afim yesh loy chumish shekari by megillah laatzma." Even if he doesn't have a kosher megillah and he reads it out of a chumish, still haroitze likris gam halal beloy bracha loy hifsid. He says because efsher the odif amiris halal shloy niskan shi bekashrus ktsas amiris halal, which there was never part of the takana of halal that you have to lane it in some kosher a sefer, so that's superior to mikra megillah that you're doing in a chumash, which the takana was that you have to lane it out of a kosher megillah. V'lachein, he says, yoytzi yidei shneim. So his achra is that if a person does not have a kosher megillah, even if he has a chumash to read the Megillah from, he still should say Hallel Beloy Bracha. This is actually the psak of the Ksav Sofer in Erechayin Simen Kuf Mem as well. However, the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sifkat and Zion, on the words of the Mechaber, Ein Karim by Hallel, he says, the Bishlama B'Yitzias Mitzrayim Amrinan Hallelu Avdei Hashem V'loy Avdei Parei Avol Hocha Akati Avdei HaShverish Anan. It's clear that the Mishnah Berurah understood that from the fact that the Mechaber is Soisim, Ein Karim by Hallel, and he doesn't say that if you don't have a Megillah, you should say Hallel, it sounds like he's taking on the psak of Rava, who's the Basra, like the Birkei Yosef, and does not hold that a person should read Hallel if he doesn't have a Kosher Megillah. The Gemara tells the story about Avigail. She was the wife of Nabal HaKarmeli, and after Nabal died, David HaMelech married her. The Gemara records the conversation that took place between David HaMelech and Avigail. And she showed him dam to determine whether it was dam nida or not. David says, V'chimarin dam balayla, amra loy v'chidonin dinin nefashas balayla. Meaning, because David wanted to kill her husband. And she was saying that you cannot be dam dinin nefashas balayla. So David HaMelech answered her by saying that your husband was a Murid B'Malchus. Because as is Mavur in the Psukim, David HaMelech wanted Nabal to help him out with his people, and Nabal refused, and he was Mevaza David HaMelech by saying, Mi David, Umi Ben Yishai. So David HaMelech is telling her he was a Murid B'Malchus, V'loy Tzarech L'medayne. I don't have to judge him. Now Tosfos in Devar Maschil, Murid B'Malchus asks the following question. They ask from the Gemara, it's Mavur, that you don't have to be Dan a Murid B'Malchus at all. Kasha asks Tosfos im Kain Heich Goras Perik Echad Dina Mominis. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says the Dina Nefashis Maschilin Min Hatzad. The Gemara over there says that the way that you conduct Dina Nefashis is that you start Min Hatzad instead of starting Min HaEmtza, which is where the Rosh Bezdin sits. You start from the opinions of the people sitting at the side, and the Gemara learns it out from the pasuk that it says by Novel VaYachkru Ish Charboy VaYachkru Gam David Charboy. So you see that David expressed his opinion after everybody else. The Gemara understands that Vayachkar Charboi doesn't mean in the literal sense, it means in terms of his Psak Bezdin. So Tosfos asks, how could we discuss when you start, I mean, Atzad or Be'emtza, he was a Mor B'Malchus, V'loy Tzorech L'midayni, like it says in our Gemara. Another question Tosfos asks is that Bechlal, how is David able to sit Bedin? V'ha'ein Moshivin Melech B'Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Daf Yud Ches Mebeis that you don't use a Melech as part of the Sanhedrin. A third question Tosfos asks is that the Gemara in Shabbos, in Perek Bameh Behema Yoitza, describes that by Uriah Hachiti there was a Taina Shahoyeloi L'Doinim B'Sanhedrin, that David should have judged him in Sanhedrin, and asks Tosfos V'amai Homer B'Malchus Hoya. So we have three questions. The Gemara in Sanhedrin describes a difference between Maschil Min Hatzad U'Min HaEmtza by the case of Novel himself, and that's where we learn that rule from, that by Dina Nefashis you start Min Hatzad, and if he's a Murid B'Malchus, then there shouldn't have been any court case whatsoever. Secondly, if there was a court case, then why was David sitting there? Ein Moshivin Melech B'Sanhedrin. And thirdly, in the case of Uriah as well, why could the Gemara say, Hoyla L'Adonim B'Sanhedrin, he was a Murid B'Malchus, and here it says a Murid B'Malchus doesn't have a court case whatsoever. And Tosfos answers all three questions with one yesod, and that is that Murid B'Malchus V'Loy Tzarech L'Medayni does not mean that you don't have a court case at all. It means V'Loy Tzarech L'Medayni Kish'ar Dinei Nefashis. It's not governed by the rules that other dinei nefashis are governed by. For example, says Tosfos, we know that the halacha is that dinei nefashis, you are donin boi bayoim lizchus ubayoim shalachrov lechoiva. The very same day that you start the court case, if you want to be goimer dinoi lizchus to acquit the guy, then you're allowed to do that on that day itself. However, if you want to be mechayiv him and give him misa, then you have to wait until the next day. There's a special halacha called Halona Sadin. However, if the person was Murid B'Malchus, there is no such rule. You could even be Goymrin L'Choyva Boy Bayoim. And that explains the exchange that took place between Avigail and David. Avigail said to him, V'chidonin dinei nefashis b'layla. What she meant was, you should wait until tomorrow, because the din is that even if you had a Gemar din today, you cannot kill him tonight, because you need Halona Sadin. And David HaMelech answered, no, he's a Murid B'Malchus, and you don't have to wait until tomorrow. So when he said, V'leitzarech L'medayne, it doesn't mean that he doesn't have to have a court case. You need to have a court case. And that's why it's also not problematic, the fact that David HaMelech sat in Sanhedrin, because the whole reason why we say, Eima Shivin Melech B'Sanhedrin, says Tosfos, is Bishum D'loi Havi Kvoidoi Li'es Yoshev V'Shoisek. Meaning to say that to have the melech talk first, nobody can argue on the melech. It says, Leisana al Riv, Leisana al Rav. You're not allowed to argue on the person who's the gadol. To have the melech be quiet and wait until everybody else talks is not lefich voidoi. However, it says Tosfos, if it's a moirid b'malchus, then it is lefich voidoi, liyes yoshev shoysek, lefish hu negeh b'davar. And that answers the kasha from Perek B'meh Behima Yoyt says, well, why by Uri Achiti does it say Shehoyloi L'doinoi B'Sanhedrin? There was a taina that he wasn't Danim in Sanhedrin at all, and that's because you do need to have a court case. So the opinion of Tosfos in our sugya is that Moirid B'Malchus needs a din, needs to have a court case, but that court case is not governed by the same rules as regular dinim. You don't need to have Halonas Hadin, you don't have to wait until the next day, you can be Goyim and Boy B'Yoyim L'choiva, and a melech could be present during the court case. However, the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Melachim, Halacha Ches, seems to describe the din of Moirid B'Malchus as the reshus for the melech to kill the Moirid B'Malchus. And the Rambam even says that he kills him with a different misa, he kills him with sayif. It seems to be something that is not part of the Seder of how regular dinim work at all. It doesn't sound like you use a Sanhedrin. It doesn't even sound like you have Kabbalah's Eidus. It's a din that a Moirid B'Melech Yisrael Yesh L'Melech Rishus L'Hargoy. The king is allowed to kill him. He says, Imratza L'Hargoy Yeharik. That's clear that we're not talking about somebody who is Nidin in Bezdin, because somebody who is Nidin in Bezdin, it's not a question of Imratza L'Hargoy. It's a special din of the covet of the melech, that the melech is allowed to kill anybody who is moirid against him. So clearly the Rambam learns our Gemara kipshutoi. Moirid b'malchus huv leitzarech l'medayne, you don't have to be danim at all. In which case, we have Tosfos' questions. How could the Gemara in Perek Echad Dinei Momonos learn out the Dinei Nefashos maschilu min hatzad from the case of David with Naval? There shouldn't have been a court case at all. So in the Tshuvas Noda B'Yehuda, in Mardua Tinyana, Yeredeya Simon Ayin Dalid, he gives a beautiful hesber to be Miyashiv the Rambam. He first brings a Yerushalmi in Trumas, Perek Ches, in the end of Halacha Dalid. The case that's being discussed in the Yerushalmi over there is where a group of Jews is being threatened by their lives by a bunch of Goyim, and they tell them, you must give us Pliny, a certain Jew, for Misa, and if you don't give him to us, we will kill everybody. Rish Lakish's opinion is that if that individual is Mechuyev Misa, then you're allowed to give him over to the Goyim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he does not have to be Mechuyev Misa prior to this story. Now, Rish Lakish's Mekar in that Sugya, in the Rishalmi, is from the story of Sheva ben Bichri. Sheva ben Bichri was a person who was Moirid B'Malchus in David HaMelech. Later on, Yoyev ben Tziruya, the Sartzva of David HaMelech, threatened an entire city with being killed unless they would give up this person named Sheva ben Bichri. And the Isha Chachama convinced everybody. She said, well, since he's going to be killed and everybody else is going to be killed, you may as well give him up so that everybody else will be saved. Explains Rish Lakish that was only because he was anyway Chayav Misa before that, based on the fact that he was Moirid B'Malchus. Now Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rish Lakish and says that in order to give up one person and save everybody else, you do not have to be Chayav Misa. Says the Noda of Yehuda, what's the Hezber and the Machloikas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish? After all, Rabbi Yochanan also knows that Sheva ben Bichri prior to this point was Moirid B'Malchus. Explains the Noda of Yehuda that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing as to whether a person who is Moirid B'Malchus, does he need a court case or not? According to Rish Lakish, he does not need a court case, like it says in our Gemara. Moirid B'Malchus hu v'leit tzorech l'medayne. You don't have to judge him at all. And if you don't have to judge him, then he's like a person who is already gepaskin on him that he's chayiv misa. Masha Enkein Rabbi Yochanan holds that you still need to have a court case. He argues on the hanacha of our Gemara that says that loy tzarech l'medayne, and he holds that you have to have a din Torah being paskining on the person that he's chayiv misa. And that's why, if you're learning out from the story of Sheva ben Bichri, holds Rabbi Yochanan, you see that you're allowed to give up the person to save everybody else, even If that person is not Chayiv Misa, says the Rebbe Yehuda, that's the Hesber in the Gemara that Tosfos brings. The Gemara in Sanhedrin that learns out that by Dina Nefoshes Maschilim Min Hatzad, from the story of David HaMelech with Novel, that it says, Vayomer David La'anoshev Chigru Ish Charboi, Vayachru Ish Charboi, Vayachru Gam David Es Charboi. So you see that David spoke after everybody else, asked Tosfos, why was there a Din Torah Bechlal, Loi Tzarech L'medainei? The answer is, says the Rebbe Yehuda, that Gemara is Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan L'shitasei from the Yerushalmi holds that a person who's married b'malchus still needs a court case. But our Gemara is going like the Shita of Rish Lakish. And since the Stama de Hashas in our Gemara assumes like the Shita of Rish Lakish, you're passing like Rish Lakish. Even though usually the klal is Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, you're passing like Rabbi Yochanan, but the Rambam passes like a Stama de Gemara. The Rebbe Yehuda actually uses this Svara to be Miyashiv another difficult Rambam, a Rambam which the Beis Yosef already asks on. And that is the Rambam in Perek Hei, Hilchos Yisrei Torah Halacha Hei, paskins that when the Goyim are miyached a certain Jew, you're only allowed to give up that Jew if he's already Chayiv Misa, like the Shita of Reish Lakish, and not like Rabbi Yochanan. And the Beis Yosef says, why should we paskin like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan? Says the Rebbe Yehuda, because we already have the Stama de Hashas in our Sugya that paskins like Reish Lakish, since according to his Hesber, the Shaila as to whether you go like Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish is rooted in whether a person who's married b'malchus tzarech l'medainei or ain't tzarech l'medainei. Since the Stama de Hashas says that married b'malchus ain't tzarech l'medainei, and that's how the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Melachim, so that's why he says in Hilchos Yisrei HaTorah that it's only if the person is Chayev Misa already. The Gemara is discussing Chulda HaNeviah and explains that the reason why Chulda had the right to be Misnabe, even though Yirmiyah was around, was because Chulda was a Kroivas Yirmiyah. She was a relative of Yirmiyah, and Yirmiyah wasn't Machbid on her. Now the obvious question is that a Navi is not allowed to be Kovishes Nevuasai. So Hashem is the one who gave her the Nevuah. So how could the Gemara ask that she doesn't have the right, if Yirmiyah would be Machbid on her, she wouldn't have the right to be Misnabe. She doesn't have the right to be Kovish to withhold her Nevuah. The Ben Yayode explains that since Nevuah doesn't come to a person unless he is mechin himself, he prepares himself for the nevuah, she should not have been mechin es atzma for nevuah bizmane shel Yirmiyah, because the result is going to be that Hashem is going to give her a nevuah, and Yirmiyah doesn't want her to. So that's why the Gemara says Yirmiyah wasn't makbid, since she was a krevis mishpacha of Yirmiyah. The Gemara then asks, Yoshia Gufei, how was Yoshia able, hechi shavik Yirmiyah o mishadal gabah? Why did he send his shluchim to listen to a nevuah from Chulda when there was Yirmiyah who was alive? We understand why Chulda herself said nevuah, but why would Yoshia choose Chulda over Yirmiyah? The Gemara answers, Amri Devei Reb Shila, Mipnei Sha'anoshim Rachmoni Yoseim. Now the Marsha asks, how does that make a difference? Just because Noshim HaRachmoni Yoseim, well, she gets the nevuah from Hashem. She can't change the nevuah even if she has the midah of Rachmonis. So what's the point in sending to an Isha? The Marsha answers that Yoshia felt that since she's a Rachmanis, if the Nevuah would be Lura, she would be Mespalel and ask Hashem for Rachamim. However, in the Sefer Be'er Mayim Chaim Al HaTorah in Parshas Balak, and in the Sefer Pri Tzadik in Parshas Matis Ois Beis, they both explain differently what the point would be to go to Chulda, being that she is a Rachmanis. They explain based on the Yisoid that the Gemara says in Yevamos that Mem Tes Mem Beis Kol Anevim Nistaklu Bisbaklarya She'ena Meira Moshe Rabbeinu Nistaklu Bisbaklarya Meira. There's a difference between Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah and all other Nevi'im. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was a pure vision that was clear. It did not lend itself to any interpretation. Whereas other Nevi'im, being that they were not fully mezuchach like Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu's level of bittul was so strong that he saw nothing other than the pure unadulterated Dvar Hashem. But other Nevi'im were given a vision that lent itself to interpretation, and the Nevuah could be filtered through the personality of the Navi. This is the Hesber that these Svarim, as well as the Maril Diskin, used to explain why it was that Bilam thought that he could curse Klal Yisrael with a Nevuah. How would Hashem, who loves the Jewish people, give him a Nevuah that is to the detriment of the Jewish people? So they explain that Bilam understood that since he's only going to be given an unclear vision and it's going to be filtered through his Midas Rois, he can bend the Nevuah to turn out to be something that's negative against Klal Yisrael. And that was the Chesed Elyon that Hashem did, that like come be Yisrael, ki Moshe, no other Navi had a Nevuah like Moshe Rabbeinu, but Be'umas Ha'olam come, and that was Bilam. Bilam was given, in order to protect Klal Yisrael, a pure Dvar Hashem like Moshe Rabbeinu. So according to this, it's very clear why they would choose to go to an Isha like Chulda, who is a Rachmanis. The Gemara, when talking about Rachav, says that she was Nisgaira and Yeshua married her. Asks Tosfos here in Dibur Maschil, the Igaira, how was she allowed to marry him? She was from the Shiva Amamin. There's an Isser of Loises Chatinbom. Tosfos answers that she really wasn't from the Shiva Amamin. She was from other nations and she just came to live there. And Tosfos brings down the Yesh Mefarshim. Some learn that they were not Makbid on the Isser of Loises Chatin until after they went into Eretz Yisrael fully. Tosis brings a raya that this is not true from the Medrash by the Nesinim. They came to Mizgayer b'mei Moshe, and they still weren't allowed to marry members of Klal Yisrael. Tosfos in Soita, Daf Lamed Hema Beis, the Ramaschal Rabbis, says, Shema api hadibur hoya. Tosfos over there also brings the possibility that maybe before the Melchama came, there were Mekablim Geirim from the Sheva Amim, and he rejects this possibility. Take a look also at the Tosfos HaRosh over there in Soita, and he brings from the Shiltas that even though she was from the Sheva Amim, there is no Isser L'Sechai Kol Neshama until Kibush HaAretz.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.